It's August 1st, 2026, and this morning oil tankers are getting hit in the Persian Gulf, and markets are paying close attention. Let's do the big picture first. The story dominating everything today is what's happening in the Persian Gulf.
Bloomberg reported this morning that a tanker carrying Qatari natural gas was struck while passing through the Strait of Hormuz. CNBC followed with reports of more tankers near Oman coming under fire.
And just to explain, the Strait of Hormuz is basically the world's most important oil and gas highway. A huge chunk of global energy flows through it.
Exactly. Iran is reportedly threatening to choke off those shipping routes entirely, which is sending energy markets into a nervous mood.
On top of that, we've got rising tension between the U.S. and Canada on trade, and a broader shift away from the giant tech stocks.
Right. We'll get to both, but the Gulf is the story pulling everything today.
So the single biggest story today is oil and gas shipping in the Middle East. Dev, why does that matter to someone who doesn't own an oil company or trade energy?
Because when that strait gets disrupted, global oil and gas prices go up, and that feeds into everything. Gas at the pump, airline tickets, heating bills, the cost of shipping goods.
So it's an inflation story hiding inside a geopolitics story.
Exactly. And this isn't just a one-day headline. The Houthi attacks in the Red Sea have already been running hot, and now we've got a second front in the Gulf. Shipping companies are already rerouting.
Rerouting means longer trips, which means higher costs.
And potentially tighter supply. Markets hate uncertainty about energy supply, so this story has real staying power.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam right now?
The big one is investors moving away from the mega-cap tech giants, the handful of enormous household name companies that have dominated the market for years. That trade is gaining real momentum.
So money is rotating elsewhere, as into smaller companies, other sectors?
That's the read, yes. It's a broad shift, not a single company story. And the Gulf crisis is adding to it. Energy-related stocks are getting fresh attention.
Anything cooling off?
The Iran oil shock from a few weeks ago had been fading, but today's tanker news risks reigniting it all over again.
Time for the other side of today's story. Dev, make the case that the market might be overreacting to the tanker news.
Fair challenge. We've seen Gulf tension flare before, and every single time, shipping routes eventually reopened and prices settled back down.
So the argument is, don't panic. This has happened before.
Right. Global oil supply is also more diversified than it was 10 years ago. But the counter is, this time we've got two active fronts simultaneously, Red Sea and the Gulf, and that's less common.
What are we watching for tomorrow?
Eyes on any response from the U.S. or regional allies to the tanker attacks. Though it could move energy markets fast, also watching whether that rotation out of big tech keeps its legs.
And the Canada trade situation. Any escalation there could rattle sentiment quickly, too.
Exactly. It's a lot of open threads heading into the weekend.
That's your Narrative Daily for August 1st. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.